Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Alex Cooper, filling in for Jeffrey Davis today. Our next guest is Chris Constantino of Cameo Custom Cabinetry. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. So tell us a little bit about Cameo Custom Cabinetry.
We're a company was founded in 1947 by my grandfather. He ran it for quite a few years. My father took it over when he was 18 because his father had a stroke, a couple strokes. So he invited his brother in, and they ran it for 50 years, the two of them, and us as kids were in and out of it all the time. And so all the years went by. I went to college for accounting. I went into the CPA route and ended up coming back to work with the family business. So we manufacture custom cabinetry. We do a lot of commercial casework for hospitals, mm-hmm. doctor's offices, and then we do higher-end residential kitchens, and we do nursing homes and apartments, so we're pretty flexible with what we can offer.
Well, that's really interesting.
A nutshell of Cameo.
That is fascinating. Fascinating family business. So do you have a background in, you know, carpentry, or is that weird?
No, my background, I'm finance. I can work in the shop, but you don't necessarily want me making cabinets anymore. So when my cousin and I bought my father and his brother out seven years ago, my cousin's been in the shop for 40 years now. He's been out there forever. So he's the guy that can build. So I'll go out to a customer and we'll talk about a project and I'm like, yeah, we can do that. And then we go back, and I'm like, Mike, can you build this? And so that's how a lot of it starts. And so he can build anything. So I had that confidence when we went together that it was a good combination for that factor. So I can sell it and cost it and price it and all that stuff, and he can make it. So, and then we've grown it from there. So
how many people work at your company now?
We have 15 now.
15 people?
We started with 5, I think, when we bought it 7 years ago. And so
steady growth.
Yeah. Slowly edging it up.
So. And your marketplace, it seems like it's in a specialty markets more or less for...
Yeah, that commercial casework, it's all laminate casework that you'd see in a doctor's office. And
other than intimidating cabinetry.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's so much of that around here from Boston out. And so that market's just been super strong in the last, say, 6 years now.
So do you have a lot of competition with that, or is that...
Yeah, you'd be surprised. Sometimes you feel like you're the only ones in the game, and then you start really looking around, and every street corner seems as some type of woodworker.
Yeah.
So the competition can be pretty daunting. We've grown it to a good enough size with nice equipment, so we can produce quick, and we can produce a lot. So that gives us an advantage over some of those guys now. So.
Is there a lot of challenges around customizing for customers, or do you have kind of a standard set of things that you go out with?
No, it's pretty challenging. So on that commercial side, customization's not so challenging, I guess. It's more straightforward. Mm-hmm. But when we get into the residential kitchens, it can go on forever, what customers want to do with it. And one of our selling things is we can be very flexible to build whatever you want to put it in your house. So we might go to an extreme on that. And so we had one job last year where the homeowner, she customized every single drawer of every single cabinet with just all this funky things in every one of them. But we were able to do it for her, and she was really happy. So that can be extreme customization. Most of it's not. Most of it, they say we build. Yeah. A lot of times, they say we build boxes. You know, and you put fancy things in them. So, but some of the shapes can get kind of funky fitting a particular area, a particular space.
And you work with different materials too. I mean, I know you mentioned laminates.
Yeah, we do laminates. Particle board, man-made woods, and we do exotic veneers. And we do solid wood doors. So, we can run the gamut from whatever an architect or designer is drawing. We have flexibility to work with it. So,
how do you find that your customers find you?
Residential, a lot of it can be word of mouth. Mm-hmm. We've changed the way we've sold over the last 7-8 years, so it's been more word of mouth on that residential end, and we're building that residential end back up. Where we used to sell to kitchen and bath dealers 100%, so we had dealers all around New England that would sell our product to the homeowner, but now we're dealing more with that. So that ends building up a lot of word of mouth and getting to know people. On the commercial end, it's making calls, seeing projects that are out there and seeing who's building them and trying to get a connection there. And sometimes it takes a while to finally get in the door, and then you got to work to stay in there.
So. Yeah, I can imagine that's very challenging.
Yeah.
Do you see any trends happening in cabinetry? In the business,
on the kitchen end, trends. Sure. Colors. Everything's white.
Everything's white now.
It's
good. My kitchen's back in.
It makes it easy. where 10 years ago, there was, you know, there was hardly any paints. And so it's white and custom paints, which we have 40 different whites now and 20 different grays. And everybody wants something a little different, but we can do that. We can do that red. We can do any color. And so that's, but 90% of the stuff is white and same style, like a shaker, pretty basic door today. People want not so ornate kitchens. A lot of that's gone away with corbels and fancy moldings, so that kind of works. You don't see as much anymore.
So. Oh, that's interesting. So sort of a simpler kind of custom.
Much more, simpler lines type thing. So
very interesting.
Yeah.
And so how big is your factory?
We have altogether 35,000 feet, but it's in a couple buildings, so we lease out one of them. We bought the building this year, and so we have two floors. We have 26,000 feet that we actually work in. We started off in 12, and so we've kind of been expanding. And we finally bought the building this year. So,
congratulations on that.
Yeah, so that took a while. It was a project.
Yeah, you can imagine. And how would you say the resources are spread around the company? Do you have more people in production, more people in sales?
So we have 15. We have four people in the office now.
Okay.
So when we started, it was just myself. So we've grown that, and the rest of the guys are in production. Our installs, we sub out. We have crews that do it, so they don't work directly for us.
But,
they work pretty consistently for us. But so of those 15, I would say 10. Say 10 are in manufacturing out in the shop.
Okay. Interesting. So do you have, you mentioned the painting and things like that. Do you have paint rooms and things like that?
Yeah, we have a finish department that we do all our finishing in the ends of the cabinets and the doors. And I said, when it comes to that commercial work, you don't really have that. You might have some moldings that get done, but most of that laminate work, you don't have finishing. But in the kitchen end, the spray room might be 1,500 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
So we do all our finishing in there.
And that's where they can choose any color they want, but lately it's white.
And they will, yeah, it's all white. So we have all sample doors in our place, and I might have, 200 sample doors. And so over the last 5 years, I'm like, I'm just getting white. So now the white inventory of sample doors, because it's all everyone wants to see, is white. So we just keep building up this white sample door inventory for everyone to look at. So.
Do you ever get into the replacement cabinet, replacement door kind of field?
We have done some replacement door. A lot of it's on kitchens we did 30 years ago or 25 years ago. They'll call and say, can we replace the doors? And yeah, we still have it in the system for most of the time. So we can just call up the exact door order and get them the exact sizes. So we do that. Not a lot.
Yeah, that's an interesting.
We don't do refacing or anything like that, but we can do door replacement.
And drawer replacement.
Yeah, that's kind of
interesting.
Yeah, we did a drawer there was a customer called. My dad had done his kitchen probably 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He still has the same kitchen. One of the drawers had broken, so we went out and fixed his drawer. So he was very happy. So 50 years later, the kitchen's still holding up.
Oh,
to see that.
Yeah, that's the definition of customer service.
Yeah, yeah. Been around a long time. It's our name on the business, so we, you know, I don't know where it goes to another generation from here, but you know, you want to stand behind what you're putting out there. So we
absolutely
put a lot of service into that.
Do you have kids in the business or
no? I have two of mine and two stepkids, and none of them have extreme interest in the business. So we don't know where we'll go. My partner, my cousin, his son works with us a little bit, but not extreme interest in running the business. So we don't know where it goes 10, 20 years from now, but
I guess that's one of the challenges of family businesses that we talk about often here on Radio Entrepreneurs.
Yeah. You never know what kid, didn't start in the business. I started outside the business. So you don't know if your kids come around into it or however that works, but you know, we got to kind of walk that road, I guess, right? Mm-hmm. And see where we end up. So
That's terrific. So if people want to find you and get in contact with you at Cameo Custom Cabinetry, how do they do that?
Best place is a website. It's cameocabinetry.com, and it's spelled C-A-M-I-O.
Mm-hmm.
And most people spell it E-O, so they can't find it. But cameocabinetry.com is our website. We have a Facebook page. So those are the two best places, and then you can get all our contact information and call, and usually I'll pick up the phone, and one of us will pick up the phone. So we're a small enough company where you get us right in the line. So.
Terrific. Have you ever thought of registering it with the misspelling? Registering the
No, I thought about changing the misspelling for a long time. But my uncle came up with the name, and he's got a whole reason behind it. And I always said, the first thing I'm going to do if I buy this company is change the name. But now a lot of people know it as IO,
right.
So we kept with it and ran with that. So
yeah, you could get Google to map it to your current domain. I would look into that if that happens a lot. Well, thank you for coming in today.
My pleasure.
It's terrific to have you on the show. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. We'll be right back after these messages.